Ace Podcast.
10, 9, 10, we have ignition sequence start. Engines on 5, 4, 3, 2, all engines running.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. This is Aaron.
And this is Craig.
And we're bringing you some of the weirdest news we could find this week, starting with this story, Craig. So, Craig, I know how fond you are of spiders.
I don't care for
and
them.
Whatnot.
I don't really care for
so
them.
So here's this headline. New spider species resembles Harry Potter's sorting hat. So it's a spider, and he looks like
I'm looking at his picture right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they look like little bitty sorting hats. Like,
yeah, I guess.
A spider bearing an uncanny resemblance to the sorting hat in the Harry Potter series has been discovered by scientists in India. The Aravixia gryffindori.
Don't even do it. You're going to strain something.
Measuring just 7 millimeters in length, closely resembles the magical artifact in the series. The spider takes its name from Godric Gryffindor.
Gryffindor?
Yeah, isn't that, that's really close.
Not Gryffindor.
The fictional Gryffindor. Gryffindor, the fictional owner of the hat. It was discovered in the mountainous Western Ghats region of southwestern India.
It looks like a lot of things. It looks like an upside down funnel. It looks like a Victrola.
Do you do an Indian accent?
No, I do not do any Indian accent very good.
We are searching the area when we bumped into the spider.
I don't know what that is. That was German. I thought you literally just did German.
No, it's too high pitched to be German.
No, it's German.
But German talk like this.
No, that's just an angry.
Are your papers in order?
That's just you doing what you think
I can't
is an
do
angry.
I'll have to work on that. Anyway,
no matter what I do, it's going to be very. It's going to be very offensive to someone.
Javed Ahmed, one of three researchers who made the discovery. When we found it, we decided that we were going to make a name after it, after the sorting hat. The self-professed fan said.
Okay, it's the highlight of his week.
The spider is an ode to draw attention to the fascinating but oft-overlooked world of invertebrates, said the scientist in a publicly paper published. By the Indian Journal.
We were sent to the area when we bumped into the spider. I said, excuse me, spider. I do not mean to bump into you.
What dorm will I be staying in? The Indian Journal.
What do you mean, Gryffindor?
Of arachnology. The spider mimics dried foliage in order to hide from its predators.
No, he mimics a hat.
Yeah, that's what he really
to make
mimics,
it into stupid podcast. Okay, ready?
Yeah, now
this is a good one because Redditor's involved. Reddit.
Yeah, but this is pretty interesting, by the way.
It's something we're talking about. Should we put this one aside?
No, we should not. The you know how you and I discussed on an earlier episode false memories? We've done it a couple times.
I don't remember us doing that.
Maybe we didn't, but I remember it. This story
was it a false memory when you said you were buying Blizzards later?
I don't remember that.
That's what I thought.
So go ahead. This is yours.
All right. Next story. Headline is. Can I say that now and then?
I don't care.
What, you walking across the room?
Yeah, had to get some water.
The movie that doesn't exist and the Redditors, those are people on Reddit.
Yes.
Who think it does?
Yes. So there's a movie that doesn't exist, but a lot of folks on Reddit think it.
So if this movie...
They have memories of
it. But if
movie.
This movie gets made, does this story become null and void?
It does. We'll have to, you know what? If this movie gets made, we'll have to come back to this episode and remove this story.
Are you ready? Over the years, hundreds of people online have shared memories of a cheesy 90s movie called Shazam.
Shazam!
Which would be a DC character, right?
Was he DC? Was Shazam DC?
Captain Marvel.
Okay.
And then there was Captain... I just got straightened out by a friend of mine who's a comic fan. Then there's Marvel, where there's the girl Captain Marvel.
Ah.
Was like their...
She was much more attractive.
She was the answer to their thing, and apparently... Nobody got in trouble over it. And look how it's spelled. It's weird. Okay, comic people can straighten this out on our website.
We don't want to go down. You know what? Talking to comic book people.
No. I'm not saying I know. I'm saying they can straighten out the story for us.
What is wrong with me? I can't talk.
You're an idiot. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Over the years, hundreds of people online have shared memories of a cheesy 90s movie called Shazam.
Shazam!
Shazam! There is no evidence that such a film was ever made. What does this tell us about the quirks of collective memory?
So they talk about this movie. Anybody, y'all remember watching Shazam? Well, sure we do. That was a great movie.
Fantastic.
I saw it 7 times in one day.
I like how they say, in the letter N,
yeah,
the early 90s, it was the hip wave saying, writing this. In the early 90s, roughly around 1994, a now 52-year-old man named Don ordered 2 copies of the brand new movie for the rental store his uncle owned, and he helped to run. I had to handle the 2 copies we owned dozens of times over the years, said Don, who wishes to give his first name only, because he's
Don. He may be just
tell
Don.
Him, just tell him Don sent you. And I had to watch it multiple times to look for reported damages to the tape, rewind it, and check it in, rent it out, and put the boxes out on display for rental.
So this guy has not only memories of the movie, he remembers stocking it, checking it for defects, watching right. it a number of times. Okay.
And I'm hoping by the time this is done, I'll be able to have something to say about this, because I worked in video distribution during this time.
Yeah.
So I should know if this actually happened.
That's right.
And if not, I know who I can call.
Ghostbusters?
Anywho. In these ways, the film Don is speaking of is exactly like the hundreds of others in his uncle's shop. In one crucial way, however, it is not. The movie that Don is referring to does not actually exist.
So how does he have these memories of the movie Shazam?
Yeah, finish the story.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's very interesting to me.
That you won't let me finish the story?
Go ahead.
It feels like part of my childhood has now been stolen from me. How does a movie simply vanish from our history?
Yeah.
How does his voice change between one quote and another?
So his story is, no, everybody else is wrong. They did make the movie. It's just vanished.
Possibly. This isn't Don speaking, but another man who he has never met named Carl.
We'll just call him Carl.
Carl, whose name Coral. Has been changed because he wishes to remain anonymous. Why?
Coral.
Are they afraid that there's going to be some kind of a retribution?
Would you want people thinking you're an idiot or crazy? I mean, never mind. I guess
I'm used to it. he recalls watching the movie called Shazam with his sister in the early 90s and his fond memories of discussing it with her over the past 20 years. In their recollections, the movie starred the American stand-up comedian Sinbad.
Now, if Sinbad had been his
real name, David Atkins, as an incompetent. Oh, I know the movie they're talking about.
Shazam?
No, it's not. It's okay. Never mind. We'll figure it out. I'm starting to remember this now. Or it's a cross up between that and a funny. Shaq movie.
Shaq.
There's a Shaq.
Shaq's
there's
a genie.
There's
in a
Shaq
yeah.
movie. Yep. There's a Shaq. Okay.
Now, Sinbad, I've seen all of his
movies.
We're
going to get to the bottom of this.
Sinbad is...
He is Sinbad.
He's hilarious.
Ready?
Yes.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to look it up in a minute. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Go ahead. Let's do our research.
All right. Is an incompetent genie who grants wishes to 2 young children. I've taken to Craigslist to have posted a bounty of $1,000 for anyone who can turn up a copy of this movie, whether it was accidentally kept from Blockbuster.
Stolen.
Or if someone made their own bootleg VHS copy. I want to be able to make it known that the movie is indeed real, says Carl. Oh, this just hit close to home. Meredith Upton, a 25-year-old videographer from Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville.
Also remembers the same film. Whenever I would see Sinbad anywhere in the media, I would recall him playing the genie. She says, I remember the name of the film as Shazam. I remember 2 children accidentally summoning a genie. And they try to wish for their dad to fall in love again after their mother's passing, and Sinbad can't grant the wish. Don goes even further. Although he is not certain that the movie was called Shazam, he has detailed scene-by-scene recollections of the film, which include the children wishing for a new wife for their father. The little girl was wishing for her broken doll to be fixed, and the movie finale taking place at a pool party. Don says he remembers the film so vivid because customers would bring the video back to his rental store claiming it didn't work. And this is like that The Ring. They watched the movie seven days later. I watched it multiple times to try to find the problem with the tape. Anyway, this goes on way too long. Basically,
there's Sinbad in a genie hat. Sorry, Internet. Sinbad never played a genie and Shazam doesn't exist.
He didn't, but... there was a Shaq movie.
The strange case of the Sinbad Genie movie that doesn't exist. And that was just from 5 days ago.
Shaquille O'Neal, I'm pretty sure, did a movie. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. Ready? Because you can't have that many things that he's done. We're going for it. Everybody stick with us for 1 second. This is going to be the big payoff. You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
He's done. Kazam. That's the movie. I've settled this. It's done.
What's Kazam?
A troubled kid inadvertently releases a genie who must grant him all three wishes he requests. It's called Shaq. It's Shaq, and it's called Kazam.
They're right. You're right.
I know I'm right.
It's a very popular movie, too. It's got 2.8 out of 10 stars.
Here's the deal.
Lucille.
This has got to be the movie.
It is.
I don't know why anybody would ever think it was Sinbad, because it's not. It's Shaquille O'Neal. It's right there. I remember this movie because I worked in video distribution, okay? I never saw this movie for obvious reasons, but this is the movie. So, hey, if anybody on Reddit's listening, hello. It's a Shaquille O'Neal movie.
It's called Kazam.
It's called Kazam, not Shazam.
Look at us solving mysteries.
Now, you tell me that's not an obvious one. They said Shazam. It's called Kazam. Work with me here, people.
Let me turn to page 3 of this very long story and read this sentence to you. I remember thinking Shaq's Kazam was a ripoff or a revamp of a failed first run, like how the 1991 film Buffy the Vampire Slayer bombed in the late 90s. TV reboot was a sensation, says Meredith, who is one of many who claim to remember both Shazam and Kazam.
There was one movie.
Don remembers ordering 2 copies of the former and only 1 of the latter. So he ordered Kazam and Shazam.
It's 1996. I'm agreeing with what the person says you just read. I'm telling them it does not exist.
I am one of the several people who specifically never saw Kazam because it looked like a ridiculous ripoff to Shazam.
It's not. There's no Shazam movie.
These people remember both.
I don't know.
So we didn't solve this mystery, Craig.
Yes, we did.
No.
Yes, we did. You know what we resolved? These people are psychotic.
This is how those who believe the Sinbad Genie movie feel when people say they are simply getting confused by Shaq's Kazam. Remarkably similar movies that were released at the same time are relatively common, such as Turner and Hooch and K-9.
That is very true.
In 1989, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves and Robin Hood in 1991, Saving Private Ryan and the Thin Red Line in 1998.
And I recognize that. I see
Finding
this.
Nemo and Shark Tale.
It's true.
So you didn't solve anything. You just made you made it muddy. You muddied the waters.
No, what I did was I gave them a little dose of truth, which is there's no movie called Shazam.
They say there is.
No, Redditors say that, but everybody else is trying to tell them you're wrong.
I'm telling you, you're wrong. You're wrong, Colonel Sanders. Medulla oblongata.
Okay, and here we go.
That was fun. That was a fun little...
It was a fun story, but here we go. From Mashable.com. Sorry, Internet. Sinbad never played a genie, and Shazam doesn't exist.
But they remember it.
They're remembering something else. They're not remembering... I wish I could... It's funny.
this could be a... We should do a Kazam Shazam episode. I think we just did.
I wish I could... There's something else. There is something else out there that is similar that people swore was something that it never did. And it was another type of thing. And it does play into the whole thing about the memories being wrong that we talked about.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's just, I'm sorry. Here's the funny thing is, people should be thankful there wasn't a Sinbad movie called Shazam.
I'm not. I'd like to see it. But then again, we've got.
You can't because it doesn't exist.
We've got Sharknado. So what else do we need?
We got like 4 of them.
That's the greatest stuff. I love Sharknado.
Anybody that says it's stupid, I'm sorry the title told you that to begin with.
Exactly. They're made to be stupid.
It's a shark. It's sharks in a tornado.
Right.
It's a Sharknado.
It's the deadliest tornado you can imagine.
It's a title that says to you, look, world.
And those movies are made so well, and everybody who's anybody is in these movies.
And it's like, because they want to be part of it, because it's funny.
Yeah, it's right.
But here's the deal, people. Here's the deal. It says in the title, it's a tornado with flipping sharks.
Shark-nado.
It's a Sharknado. If you're taking it too seriously after hearing the title... You need to go find something else to watch. Go watch You've Got Mail or something.
You got mail.
You've got mail. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
Let's talk about some reality, not like Sharknado, which is totally real. Let's talk about something that's maybe real, maybe not real.
Okay.
Not to be confused with the movie Shazam, which is not real.
Shazam is real. People remember it all over the place.
Let's talk about something like employees that get sick at a departmental party.
Okay. Yeah, that's happened to me. I've gotten sick at a party before. But there's one
I'm sick of this party.
There's one party you would think you wouldn't get sick at. Headline is...
At the health department.
About 70 employees get sick after health department party.
That's irony.
The New Mexico Department of Health says dozens of its employees became sick after its holiday party. About 70 staff members say they had gastrointestinal issues after a luncheon last week.
La 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 la.
A spokesman says more than 200 employees attended the catered luncheon at the Harold Runnels Building in Santa Fe.
I was
going to
say Harold Ramis.
Harold
like,
Ramis
what?
Building. They had gastrointestinal issues and the building's called Runnels.
No.
health.
You had to reach for that one.
I did.
But I liked it.
Health Secretary Lynn Gallagher said Monday that...
Was she smashing watermelons?
That investigators have not identified a specific contaminated food. She told her staff that the outbreak appears likely to have been caused by Bacillus cereus. I could have told them that. Or Clostridium perfringens.
Colostomy what?
Both can cause foodborne illness. Epidemiologists are awaiting the results of the laboratory test.
Epidemiologist.
Now I'm sick.
We should cut that part out because it's making me sick.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually read this story. I saw it. I saw pictures. And Richard Marks, he looked shook.
Did he really?
I say shook now because that's how you talk to the kids now.
Shook.
The kids today, they say shook.
He's my favorite basketball player.
No, different guy.
Oh, I was talking about the guy that was in Kazam.
Oh, no. This is Richard Marks, the singer.
Okay. I like him, actually.
And he's got a lot of string of hits.
Hold On to the Night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just... Oh, you meant now? Or...
No, yeah. Hold On to the Night, okay. Would you? Please don't give that night to anybody else.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
He subdues. That means he held down. He Correct. Held captive. He held the guy down.
He's
protected
not a big
him.
Guy either.
No. And him and a Daisy Fuentes, his wife.
Yeah, she's like...
She documented it.
She married him.
Yeah, she was
supermodel.
A model. Yeah, Daisy Fuentes.
Yes.
Daisy Fuentes.
I like to say that. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Daisy Fuentes.
Hey.
Anyway, Richard Marks subdues crazed passenger on his flight while wife,
Daisy Fuentes,
documents the drama.
I would like two tacos and a Fuentes, please.
That's not funny. You want? Hey, what? She documented a crime going on.
I love her.
This went on for a long time. No, he loves her.
Fuentes, sprinkle them with cinnamon,
okay.
Oh, they're good.
Hold On to the Nights.
Yes.
And the crazed airline passenger who suddenly started attacking people on your flight. 80s heartthrob. That might be a stretch.
Yeah, a little bit.
Richard Marks, 53, may be known for singing love songs, but he fearlessly jumped to subdue an apparently crazed passenger aboard a flight to Hanoi, Vietnam.
I wonder if
that was the same
Hilton.
Guy. What was the same guy that... Hanoi Hilton.
Yeah.
Now I was gonna say, what if he had if he had Hitler with him?
Oh, he could have been.
Back to Vietnam. He was traveling with wife
Daisy Fuentes.
Yes, they are married.
Put a little extra cinnamon on my Fuentes, would you?
And she documented much of the drama on Instagram. A guy sitting in the next row from us got crazy.
He's crazy.
And started attacking the flight attendants and passengers. The MTV VJ turned fashion mogul. She's 50, by the way.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's a lot younger than you.
She's your age.
When she wrote, okay, when he started pushing the females.
She's held up a lot better, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, definitely. When he started pushing the female staff and pulling them by the hair, this is his Twitter name, at the Richard Marks.
Actually, I think that's his Instagram.
Well, the at sign is usually Twitter.
Well, they're talking about Instagram.
Correct? I don't care what they're talking about. The at sign with the name is usually Twitter.
It's his handle.
Either way, Richard Marks was the first to help subdue him.
He said, hold on to the knights.
Hold on to the knives. The brunette, who has made a fortune off her clothing line at Kohl's, continued.
I like Kohl's.
Yeah.
Kohl's, but they have good prices.
I like
prices.
Kohl's, too. They're expensive.
They're not expensive.
Some of their stuff's expensive.
I go to...
Okay, like Christmas Vacation, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
The Wally World glass mugs that
yes.
they drink the eggnog out
they
of?
They have those?
$40 for one.
That's a bargain.
$40 for one.
Yeah, but they're like custom made.
$40 for one.
I'll take a set of eight.
And like this cheap plastic, or maybe it's like a tin.
Let me ask you this. Were people buying them?
No, still on the shelf.
Well, that doesn't mean they didn't restock.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark. But anyway, then they
all year long.
Then they had this cheap like 10
that
plate.
It is, Eddie. I'll tell you what, if somebody's still looking for my gift, I'd like to have my boss right here. The big
if
red
I woke
ribbon.
Up with my forehead sewn to the carpet, I would be more surprised at how much you're interrupting me right now.
Hey, Griswold, where are you going to put a tree that big?
Okay, can I get back to what I was going to say about Kohl's? They had the cookie sheet plate thing, like $20 for that.
Yeah,
and
it's
I got
a bargain.
I actually got for Christmas. I got an ornament, a Clark Griswold ornament.
Oh, there you go.
He's holding the. It came from Kohl's. It was like $20, but that was with a coupon, so it was expensive. But it talks.
That's he.
She does. I pledge allegiance to the flag. She does that.
The blessing.
He's blessing. Anyway, so let's go back to Richard Marx.
Grace died years ago.
Can I go back to Richard Marx now?
I'm having fun quoting.
Anyway, she made a fortune off her clothing line at Kohl's.
Those little lights aren't.
This went on for. Yeah, I know, Dad.
Thanks for noticing.
This went on for 4 hours, like this conversation. I feel horrible for the abuse the staff had to endure, but no one was prepared for this. This is Daisy still talking. Daisy Fuentes. They never fully got control of him. They didn't know how to use the taser. That's true, too. That's in the story. And didn't know how to secure the rope around him. He got loose from the rope restraint 3 times. Fuentes. Who promised to also post video from the flight, shared a collage of photos of the alleged attacker being held off by Marx, who was holding a rope, and flight attendants, including one with a taser in her hand. I don't know how to use this. In short, it's not a flight you want to be on. Marx also posted a series of tweets about the incident. According to TMZ, the passenger was arrested when the Korean Air flight landed. The couple were in Vietnam because the Grammy-winning singer was performing at the Christmas show at the Opera House on Monday. They both shared photos from their adventures. Traveling the world with someone you love is an amazing experience, she captioned this one.
Well, isn't that good? Isn't that sweet?
he's a talented guy.
Yes, he is.
The heartthrob thing might be a stretch.
Okay.
Wasn't like you saw him on all the teen beats. Well, I mean, I don't know. You subscribed to it. What?
Okay.
Was he ever on the front?
I didn't subscribe to Team Beats. Uh-huh. I subscribed to Guitar Player.
Guitar.
With Eddie Van Halen on the cover.
They had lots of pictures in there, didn't they?
Headline is, wife thought husband was having an affair because he had, you know what he had, Craig? Shaving a haircut. A mother of four stabbed her partner after becoming convinced he was having an affair because he had a shave and a haircut. Fatima Fardas. That's the name. Fatima
Fardas. She is what she is.
Repeatedly contacted her partner, Mirza Raza, with a vitrolic phone calls while he was at work.
Vitrola?
Vitrola.
Vitrola?
No, not Vitrola.
You said the Victrola.
Victrolic phone
she,
calls.
She contacted her with a Victrola.
Hey, Fatima, leave me alone.
She had to keep, like, winding it up to play more.
When the carpet fitter returned to their home, he discovered Fardas had smashed up the television and a mirror. Well, that goes the next 7 years.
Oh, for her.
Before she lunged at him with a kitchen knife during an argument. Prosecutor Nick...
Fatima, calm down. What did you call me?
Fatima Fardas.
Fatima Fardas head. Fatima Fardas head.
Prosecutor Nick Adlington told Bradford Crown Court, West Yorkshire, that the victim was able to move to avoid being stabbed in the chest.
But the knife dug into his
left upper arm, hitting the bone, Craig,
ooh,
and caused the handle to break.
Do you think it made a...
It was revealed Fardas, who has no previous convictions.
No, except being completely badgered her entire life with that name. Fatima Fardas head.
Hey,
Fatima Fardas head.
Became convinced Mr. Raza...
You guys
Raza
smell something? I think it's Fardimus.
...was seeing someone else after she discovered he had had a shave and a haircut before the attack on April. In April.
On the April.
As Mr. Raza fled following the attack, his 29-year-old partner threatened to get another knife.
That's not a knife.
I get another knife. During the trial, following Fardas' denial of causing grievous bodily harm with intent, Mr. Raza claimed the wounding had been an accident. Oh, now he's changing his story a little bit. Fardas Fatima got... She said, you better straighten up.
That's a her, by the way.
Mr. Adlington, who's a her?
Fatima.
Fatimus, yes.
No, Fatima.
Fatima.
Fardas.
I know it's a her. It's his wife. During the trial, following Fardas' denial of causing grievous bodily harm with intent, Mr. Raza claimed the wounding had been an accident. And no, you're not hearing things. I did read that twice. Mr. Adlington...
You better start telling people that.
Mr. Adlington said he was not surprised. He had not provided a victim impact statement nor placed a restraining order application.
I want to know what an impact statement is.
Despite this, Judge Neil Davey, QC, ooh, that reminds me of Dairy Queen.
QC.
Jailed Fartus for four and a half years and told her via an interpreter that he was satisfied she had worked herself up into a jealous rage at the thought that Mr. Raza had been seeing someone else. He said, "Your anger has already boiled over by the time he got home from work. He discovered that his home was in disarray with the television and the mirror both broken." That much he could see. What he could see not was the...
What he could see not.
What he could not see was the kitchen knife with which you had already armed yourself. An argument started straight away. You quickly produced the knife and tried to stab him in the chest. Mitigation for Fartus. Stuart Fields said his client appeared to have been involved in a number of relationships that had problems.
You think?
I guess so. He said the prison term would be her first custodial sentence.
Oh, she gets to clean up and use a mop.
And it would be harder for her because of language and cultural difficulty. So he's saying don't send her to jail. It'll be hard for her. Duh. Judge Davey, QC, said Fartus threat
QC Davey
to get a second knife made it plain that she intended to hurt him even more badly than she actually did. Judge Davey said the wound to Mr. Raza's arm had caused some severe nerve damage, which led to temporarily to reduced sensations in the hand, but the injury was repaired and a full recovery.
Yeah, Mr. Raza said, but you know, at the end of the day, your name's Fatima Fartus.
So that's, you know what? That's punishment enough, probably.
Ooh.
Okay, this one's yours.
This one.
Uh-huh.
This one's going to make me...
A little gross.
We got to be somewhere.
Dairy Queen.
Okay, keep looking at the. I wish people could see you. Like, we need like a little animated eyeballs somehow in the podcast things. So they can see your eye looking up at the clock.
Okay.
Sheffield man. That sounds like England.
Yeah.
Cuts off toe with bolt cutters and
yuck.
Eats it.
Oh yuck!
Oh, did your toes curl up just now?
If he had a biscuit, maybe he's trying to make some toe jam.
Ooh. did my toes, yes, are curled up right,
yes,
now?
Yes, all four of them.
Because the ones you haven't cut off.
The ones I haven't eaten yet.
A man has been taken to hospital.
To hospital. To hospital. That's how they say it there.
A man has been taken to hospital after reportedly cutting off his big toe with bolt cutters and eating it. Police attended the Wilco store.
I've got all his albums.
Police attended the Wilco store, previously owned as Wilkinson's, in Sheffield City Centre on Sunday morning. They were called following reports of a concern for a man inside the premises.
So he wanted to eat out because he didn't do this at home. He went to Wilco store.
Roger.
I've got it.
A spokesman for South Yorkshire Police said, upon officer arrival, the man was taken to hospital with injuries to his foot where he remains.
Yeah,
he'll
never stand the same again.
They are not, but he will, if you don't stand for something.
He'll tumble for a toe. He's in trouble. If that was his big toe, I guess it depends on how hungry he was.
I'm going to try to do a country British guy. Ready?
Okay.
They are not believed to be any parties involved in the incident.
That sounds more like Down Under.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try it again.
It's been there for years.
There's not to believe any other parties involved in the incident is not being investigated as a crime. Okay, so I add a little bit of
that was not bad.
Country boy to it.
Sure.
They are not believed to be any other parties involved. You're right, I can't do it.
I told you.
This doesn't work.
Uh-uh.
An eyewitness told the Sheffield Star, a man went into Wilkinson's hay market.
I need some hay.
Went upstairs to the electrical aisle, picked up some bolt cutters.
Oh, my gosh.
Chopped his big toe off and stood eating it. The aisle was taped off until police... Why don't you tape his toe, you big idiot?
There's blood everywhere, I'm sure.
The aisle was taped off until police and forensics went.
Oh, that's giving me a headache thinking about it.
You notice they have a problem putting article adjectives in... Or prepositions.
Yeah.
Because it says, a man has been taken to, I would say, the hospital. They say, a man's been taken to hospital.
Hospital.
And then in the end, it says, like, I know you shouldn't end a sentence, and haughty Brits are going to tell us you can't end a sentence with prepositions.
Right.
I do it anyway.
The
aisle was taped off until police and forensics went.
Went where?
Went in. What about arrived? How about that? Until they arrived. Is that good. So hard for you, England? That's I'm looking so at you, England.
That's not so bad. Okay, that's about it. That's going to cover us for another episode.
It went so fast, as always.
As usual.
Like it never happened.
Because we're having fun, you know?
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Before we go, I'd like to mention that there's a lot of new podcasts. A lot of new podcasts on the Ace Podcast Network. Have you noticed that?
Tons growing.
We've jumped up from a dozen to like over 20 now. And mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to, there's one called Battle for the Ages where they debate current events. And there's one called, you'll like this one because they talk about pop culture and horror. It's called The Blood and Black Rum.
That scares me.
Kind of like a B movie thing. We got Death Save, which is pop culture and kind of like us. Irrational Fears talks about horror in literature.
If it was just called Irrational, it'd be about me.
It'd be Irrational Craig.
Ooh, don't give me ideas.
So anyway, those are just some of the ones that we're going to be covering. But before we cover them, why don't our listeners go take a look? Ace Podcast Network, singular.com. You can see all the new shows, our shows listed there. Find out about the network and check out everything that's going on there. So anyway, tune in next time when you might hear Craig say,
"Hey, which is the burrito?"
I must depart. I'm going this way, and I'm in a bit of a rush. I hear your voice. I don't wanna whine, but don't talk till you hear me flush. If it seems like I take forever, I might have to shake the lever. Here's where I go, it's what I must do. I will be right here waiting to poo. My tummy, it quakes.
Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.